Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So did Mickey Mouse give some kid a wedgie at the park? What's the story on this, Ben?
No, this is
Disney being sued for a wedgie.
Slapping the hog, I could see that.
Slapping the hog.
Yeah. No, this is much more fun for us than it was for this lady.
Okay.
So it's a ride at it is. This actually happened in 2019. I think there's some litigation that's happening because of it.
Breaking news.
Why we're finding out about it.
It's a lawsuit. 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
So it happened on the Humunga Cowabunga water slide, which riders plunge 214 feet at near vertical drop and can reach speeds of up to 40 miles an hour.
So your basement's going up your ass for sure. You know?
Yeah. So this woman.
It's a loose one or I don't know.
This woman visited the park to celebrate her 30th birthday in 2019. Typhoon Lagoon. I don't know where that is at.
God, you're going to a water park for your 30th birthday. Ooh.
So she prepared to take this 200.
Like your 10th birthday, not your 30th.
Dungeons and Dragons.
214-foot drop. She crossed her legs and ankles as she was instructed to do at the top of the slide.
Yep.
And she says as she neared the end of the descent, her body lifted up, became airborne, and was slammed back down against the slide.
Some of those water slides are crazy, man.
And that caused her ankles and legs to come uncrossed.
Okay.
And for water to be, quote, violently forced inside her.
Well, just a massive douche.
Yeah.
Enema.
Yeah.
Big old enema.
And enema, too, for that matter.
And when she,
and enema douche at the same time.
In the morning.
When she crashed into the standing water at the bottom, so, you know, there's a pool there to kind of slow you
and
down.
You hit that hard. You hit that hard a lot, yeah.
She crashed into that water at the bottom and suffered a painful wedgie along with immediate pain and bleeding. She was bleeding.
Oh, God.
The swimsuit went all up inside her?
Yeah. Yeah.
And cause the bleeding?
Isn't there like, don't you take yourself on your own risk getting on any kind of ride like that, a water slide?
Well,
at least,
yeah. An ambulance had to be called. She was transported to a medical center.
They had to shut it down because there's blood everywhere?
Probably.
Yeah. Yep.
Severe lacerations and damage to her internal organs plus a hernia.
Yeah, maybe I'd sue too, maybe. At least
all caused
for my badge reconstruction. Right.
Yeah.
Was that just a freak thing? What happened to her?
Everyone
else that day went down the slide just fine.
Right.
Apparently keeping
your legs
crossed.
Did she have an extra wide one and it just slid right up there? You'd think most of the water would stop and, you know, wouldn't just shove up there. You know.
Now, they're accusing Disney of negligence for not warning riders about the risks of the water slide. And or providing
cover your butthole on the way down. Yeah.
And saying they did not provide her and other riders with proper protective swimwear, and they want $50,000 in damages.
Well, they're not going for much then.
That's it.
You got to go hire an edge, and they offer you $50,000 to go away then. You know.
Yeah, maybe that's the point of the number is just to get them to settle. I don't know, but yeah, immediate bleeding and pain at the bottom of the when she
30th,
hit that pool.
Man. Right. What would that do to your nuts?
Well, that's why they tell you to keep your legs closed.
Kind of strangled.
Yeah, but
I
once again,
think.
She got angled and her legs fell apart, right?
Yeah, she got airborne, and when she slammed back down on the slide, her feet came uncrossed.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Well, you know, even on a regular water slide, I've been on one in a while, but at the end, when you hit that water pretty violently,
no matter,
you really do. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you think it's really safe and easy, but yeah, you got to be a certain age or whatever, even a little kid. You go, man, I didn't expect to hit that water like that.
Well, I've never eased into that.
No.
It's always like,
me too.
You have no idea which way's up or down.
When Ryder was, there was a big one on the beach, a big blow up one on the beach. And we used to go down and watch for spring break. I can't remember the. Between Fort Myers and that area. So it's right in front of a hotel was a big one. And you get on that, and adults and kids would get down. I'd slid down a couple times as a rider, and I would hit the end of that thing and just start bouncing around. I get off there a couple times thinking, nah, I ain't doing that again.
Yeah.
I mean, I could easily bust my arm or leg flying coming down there.
Pretty
like
sure
that.
The last time I was on there, that's probably, Oceans of Fun in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And sometimes you get airborne,
during
the ride.
I know. That's what happened to this chick. Her legs spread
before
open, and
you
she
hit
got
the
an
bottom.
Enema, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so she got it twice when she smacked back.
Well, the
down.
Ride's called Power Douche. They should have really. That's how they're going to win this. You know, it's called Power Douche. You know,
well, I wonder how long it takes them to clean all that up. Everybody waiting in line for just had to go back down the.
Well,
stage.
How much
probably
blood
have to drain
was it?
The whole thing.
Yeah, somebody's been waiting for an hour and now you can't go because douche.
Yeah, but she got injured twice. Like when she hit the slide, that was when she got airborne and hit the slide. That's when she got the power douche. And then when she hit the bottom, that was when the wedgie hit her and gave her internal injuries, a hernia, and bleeding.
She had a rough ride.
Yeah,
right, Puzz. It's like bang. Okay, that's over with. Okay, good. Whoa.
Yeah,
it's her birthday.
Yeah, and it was her birthday. Yeah.
Wonder what kind of hernia that gives you. Hernias come in many different forms.
Yeah
well, something tore,
And husband's not getting laid that night either.
No.
That's a sad part.
No,
right
no
there.
Birthday sex.
No birthday sex, nothing, man.
No. No, and I think a lot of people, that's one of those situations where you think water is soft all the time.
It's not.
And it's just not.
Right. No,
not if you're moving.
If you're moving fast, water is very unforgiving.
Yeah, you wipe out on water skis going 30 miles an hour, you're going to bounce.
Yeah.
You're going to bounce for quite a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, wasn't there a TikTok thing a few months ago that we talked about where people were diving off of speeding boats
and
a couple
breaking
people just snapped
die.
Their necks and died.
Immediately. There was almost 8 to 10 people that died trying that.
Yeah.
Necks snapped immediately. Young, healthy people.
Just
athletic people.
Just instantaneous
bang.
Death.
Yeah. Because I saw some of those videos too. And I kept thinking that doesn't look safe.
No,
and
it's
I
not.
Was right.
No, when we had the lake cabin in North Dakota, I remember it was great fun. Put your buddy on the inner tube and then try and get him to fall off.
Yeah.
Yeah, people swing those things around, hit docks and die that way too.
Yeah.
Though,
there's that.
Yeah,
but when you get dumped off of one of those, you're rolling for a good 10, 20 yards before
you sink
into the water.
I fell off a water ski one time, and I thought I was going to turn around and see my body, detached from my head.
Well, it was
such a relief when I looked down and my arms were still right there. I was good.
You've ever jumped off a cliff or somewhere into the ocean or into a river or something,
right.
And they tell you how extremely important it is to, one, keep your legs crossed.
Yep.
Because you don't want to get hit in the nuts.
Yep.
And to stay absolutely straight up and down.
The time I did it,
the guy was look, you see the rock across on the other side of the river. Watch that as you go down. He said, don't look down, don't look up, because you'll rotate forward or backwards if you do, and then you'll hit the water with your stomach or your back, and that is really bad.
Yeah, I've never been brave enough to do that.
I did it the once, and that was enough.
I don't like diving off 20-foot cliffs.
I jumped off of one. Well, I won't do it again.
No, I jumped off a smaller one in Jamaica. I didn't do the tall one.
This one was maybe 35 feet, I suppose.
That's three
I think
stories,
that's about
man.
What I went off. In my field,
that's
I was
lot,
up there
man.
For a long time just looking down, and everybody's like, jump, jump, pussy. And I'm like, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
It looks a lot lower from the water. Like, when you're standing on top of it, it's a lot different.
Yeah,
I probably jumped
down
20, 25 feet, I did. But I was also younger and
dumber.
Not worried about it either. Yeah.
I didn't
not that was.
Like
I mean,
that.
I wasn't that young. I was probably, you know, probably in my 30s, you know.
But I
didn't go to the high one. The high one in Jamaica, a bunch of college kids were doing that in the grill. And even the sign even said, hey, you're on risk. We don't care. We're Jamaica. You know,
yeah.
Basically.
But I never thought about that.
Good luck suing us.
Till,
we're Jamaica.
Until the guy said, you know, if you look down at the water, your body will naturally tilt forward and you'll end up hitting the water with your stomach. And that's very, very
or
bad.
Or your face.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You just you got to focus on what's right in front of you and just keep your head straight up and down.
The power douche. I think that's in Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a Disney.
I think he's in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.